Hello, a wil tussa igiri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge, agus nismo gluish.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, agus tuir talk yuk star bud craila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to How to Gael, an Acast production.
Hello, thought you guys talked about How to Gael. Lumsa Louise,
Lumsa Dirin, August Lumsa Shiva.
Chalini thom adarashiri snorthon August. Can we just take a moment for the grand stretch? Thaw she cogial in yov.
Shot our gay door didn't have taffadale solisle. Oh, I don't know. Me year for?
Yeah, I think so.
Onias.
August thaw she a caru con a cuig on tronona. So nagwilshin untuk like
yeah. Unreal, unheard of.
Gamadan mishnach.
As I said, Ermaclora Lola Brida, Bridget brings the grand stretch.
She absolutely does. Fair play, Bridget.
She's yeah,
Gurmagat Bridget.
She's a great woman.
Gurmilamagat, yeah.
How much bala hella kele in your anyway? Contafti in a rare pod. I was going to start to
say. Oh, more than yeah.
August, gals, like, the clock is ticking. We thought our show bio ictacht gan fhuil.
It's a nis luna chavi now.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
Can sosh fig mahu fui?
A positive. Tommy, like, to be honest, Neema should trace more on Machna Vienna Vergefoel as such. Tommy did trace to Sue and Proshesh Plan all this, so Tisha Jingama, because you'd be really excited after that.
Oh, definitely. But it's nur like, Orin to just Neve Miss Winifui and then just Sweeney and Fui of Bio's course Lua, and like, I get a little bit of nervous belly.
Yeah, or John, you know, I'm like, oh, people are so, like, I actually can't believe, John, like, people are so supportive that loads of people have bought tickets and are going.
Aren't
they so cute?
Yeah.
Tom would actually kind of blown away lest na tachtur di dasa galera gus gachtina a thaw dang ball. And everyone who's bought tickets, like, we really do appreciate it a lot because I feel like this is like new territory for all three of us. You know, while we have our experience doing stuff bio in our name there, it's like doing it together and doing the pod life. Like, just trigger warning, we're going to be talking over each other all the time because we can't help it. What's wrong with us? Like?
What's this wee business?
Yeah, I was just going to say, hang on a minute. Don't lump us in with
you. I'm the worst, but like Shiva and Rourke, you get your full title for this. You're in second place.
Oh, okay. Do you know what? I accept it.
You're not doing that.
Oh my God, I'm delighted.
Oh, you're definitely the best for it.
You are. Oh, I think it's because you're calm, cool, like collected. You kind of.
I just think we'll need some massacre.
I'm delighted with that guy.
But I honestly was going to think, like, we may kind of want to, like, no padding and merch talking, and when a thought comes into our minds, that we just, instead of like blurting it out immediately, because that's what happens to me. I think of something and I need to say it immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, you're afraid that the funny thought will go.
I think Rodel, if we actually, and someone said this to me, so I'm blaming radio because obviously I have no flaws. If you work in, like, if you work in a live setting or on live radio, live TV, your biggest fear is always dead air. So you never let the conversation lapse. It's almost like you always
Louise,
do be a Glina. But you can't, I know you don't be Iglina dead air when there's someone talking. There's
not no, to, I know,
it's not my voice.
But did you just start this when you started working radio? Have you always been like this?
No, I don't believe.
Oh,
that
I was
for a
so
second.
Quiet, and I never ever really spoke a lot growing up.
Like, I've
really
always been
about her. Yeah.
Actually, we on chat in a good egg on Over the Daily. We were talking about have you listened to Cillian Murphy's Desert Island Disc?
No,
it's a lovely listen anyway. Okay. He's just he's everywhere if we know her, but it's brawling me. That's it. And actually, in his chat with Ní Cuinlum, Anna Munvana, current Desert Island Disc, hello her. But anyway, it'll come to me. Is it Lauren Laverne? that her name? BBC? Anyway, she's just a great interviewer because she listens. And she
one day
had asked him about his like Tahi Scholar. So he goes on to talk anyway about like school and having a great Moonthor, you know, and he like mentioned how he had this brilliant English teacher called Billy Wall, who was like so much more than a Moonthor and really was spragga for him to go down the creative route. Mm. And we were having a chat and work anyway about like, you know, what teachers, did you ever have a teacher that impacted you or really said something yeah. to you like that stuck with you years on? And I all I could think about was like, was there even one teacher that didn't ever tell me I needed to talk less?
And look what it did well, for you.
Look, it left a mark, did it? But on another note, if any of Louise's ex-students feels that way about Louise, write into the podcast, okay? We want to know about your experience of Shomarong at La Louise.
Or Irvine Tori.
Yeah.
Or Irvine Tori, Louise.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We had an Irvine Tori to Deirdre and Dagfall Mwam.
Sorry, yeah.
It was Gasmer, Dursi Gareshi, Leshen Agron, Fuina Kushnori, and like Dursi, knocker of Ain Ina Erhi Garev, Kushnor, there and co in a production, because her basket in school would always be messy too.
No comment. Well, Jen, I will say this brings me on nicely to Ruthing or Hard the Manuel that I'm fucking raging about.
To my log, I can okay. go on.
So, my NCT has lapsed, and I've been very stressed trying to book and book and book and rebook, and I've been turned away from the NCT test centre not once, not twice, thrice. And this morning was the last straw because I landed in now the pair of you even passengers in my car, you know, fairly
it's not
often.
Great.
No, it's not great.
No,
but like, you know, I don't I apologize for it, but also
like on Uber you'd probably be getting a minus stars from me.
Yeah okay, anyway, look, besides the point. The next thing, your man calls me in and calls out my reg and calls me in and he says, sorry, no, there's a standard of cleanliness that has to be met. I'm not testing your car. And I said, sorry, excuse me. I fucking cleaned it out last night.
Can like, we share the picture, though, that you sent into the group on the Instagram?
Yeah, okay, fine, I will. Like, I will admit, right, that, okay, obviously.
But it's a health hazard.
No, it's not that.
Was there any Hoover around? Like, she gave it a little...
She
no,
didn't.
She
saw the picture.
So that's
far,
what I'm asking.
Yeah, but when it's so far gone in the dog hair department, like, there's no... Now, I will say another thing, okay? Obviously, my car is registered to Clare. And so, of course, I pulled the L. I was like, sorry, excuse me. I've come the whole way from County Clare this morning. It's so hard to get
power
any point.
Just,
yeah, I was like, it's so fucking
I just let the...
Yeah.
No, just let the cattle out.
Well, this is the angle I was going for because I was like, this is so fucking classist. There's a huge cohort of people in Ireland that live a rural lifestyle.
Excuse me, the people of Clare's cars are immaculate. I speak for the Southwest when I say we hoover out the inside of our car during.
Mm-hmm. I actually think you're being anti-rural when you say that.
So do I.
Okay, well.
Bring your car for a valet. I will revolute you.
But that's outrageous.
Which
that you should have to valet your car as well as like all the money that you pump into your car to get it through the NCT. And in fairness, I would say, okay, if the car was absolutely maggoty and there was loads of papers and everything around the place, I'd be like, fair enough. Honestly, there was no dirt in the car except for the dog hairs on the seats. And when I was like, this is ridiculous, like, and they were saying, well, you know, other people would be given out if somebody got into your car and then they get into another car and make it all messy. But the men go around in overalls, they're full of grease and fucking
so
oil.
So they're afraid of cross contamination from your car.
Let me tell you.
Do you know what, Darren? I empathize because I had a smelly old fridge. You have a smelly old car. So yeah. Look, we'll continue together through life, yep. And we'll embrace it.
But well, freshen, there was like a national pandemic recently, so they have to be corporate.
Oh my god.
Sorry, yeah, an international, a global pandemic.
A new strand of COVID is being developed in my car at the minute. Yeah, it's a new, yeah.
No, but like in fairness, put on one of those suits getting into the car.
Yeah, a gas mask. No, I will say though,
PPE would be actually great for you to get your car, thanks.
Well, a bit of sanitation maybe, but I will say, like, sorry, when we're in a countrywide backlog and nobody can get an NCT for love nor money and some bollocks up in North Point NCT Centre 1 turns around this morning and sends me home. You can fuck off. I'm raging. I'm raging. And this is what's wrong with the civil service.
Oh my. The mission book also is talking an unaged canine and chucking chucking.
Oh well.
I only booked it last week.
Cancel it in solidarity.
Yeah, you should actually.
I'm on strike.
The
sorry, I don't have an NCT. You said there's car was too dirty.
Yeah, well, I mean, in fairness.
It's like something Shiva would do, actually. You're great. You're great for a marriage. Yeah, organized.
I love you.
This
I just
a that you should take, actually.
I do love you in action. I do. Like, you know, collaborative.
Okay, guys, watching on as I love the NCT chat. I'm going to rein it in here now for topic Michelle. shocked. But that, look, listen, we wish you well. Is there going to be a fourth refusal?
I don't fucking know. It's a disgrace. And there are just the times I was turned away from the NCT test centre, not to mention the amount of times I failed the NCT this year. So look, all in all, it's been total fucking head wreck.
And for the record, she's not a smelly person. She's actually clean enough.
Yeah, I have a shower every day.
You're amazingly clean for how filthy your car is.
It's my dogs. That's the reason why. And you know what? It's a small price to pay for.
Poor old Nelly here, like, can't defend herself.
Yeah, Nelly Guft.
Kalini, topic na shachtna. What's your break?
Ta. Hit us.
How to na shachtna. How to dance like nobody's watching. Okay.
Oh, I'm
not going no double entendre. Did I say that nice in French?
Oh, hello. Sorry, excuse me. Are you going to Monaco in the morning?
Yeah, I actually am.
Oh, my God. Plus ça change, plus ça la même chose.
Are you anti-Frankish or school?
Couple of fuckle. Now, I may have told a white lie that I was a little more Leofan than I really am. But Daro Cuive, God bless and save his soul, will be with me and thought to be a fair Frankish. So,
fair play to Daro Cuive.
He's getting
great
du
man.
Spot from me.
Douze point.
Douze point. How to dance like nobody's watching, gals. Giovanni, idea who coined the term?
No, go on. Tell us.
Like, better than I can suit a, like, Fred Astaire, a new Gene Kelly? No.
I was waiting Shakespeare. For Darren to guess Dumbledore, seeing as he's your favourite.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, can I just say, that's desperate. You know, I have a master's in literature. It's not that I'm this lowbrow. And also a PhD in oral poetry. So.
We were literally there with my garage, like, I have the quote of all love quotes.
I know.
Albus Dumbledore.
But, you know, okay.
And also, don't call Dumbledore lowbrow.
No, but I just feel self-conscious now that I...
Stock yourself into a circle
anyway,
now.
Anyway, look, do you know
what? No, I'll be bored. Aim will if we horum, my guts. Aim will if we horum.
No.
You're going with... Who did you guess there, Shiva?
Fred Astaire, new Gene Kelly, new Bader, William Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Thou shalt walk.
Romeo
dance.
And Juliet.
Really?
Juliet, girl, dance like nobody's watching.
So, she's lying.
She's like, I can't, Romeo.
Oh my God, I'm Mark Twain.
Okay,
all right, okay.
Quote is, sing like no one is listening, love like you've never been hurt, dance like no one is watching, and live like it's heaven on earth. It's Bralimation.
Funny ass. All right. Now, but yeah.
So we're going to come to this because I know what you're going to say. Like, is it something you'd have embroidered on a cushion and beside the poster of Live, Laugh, Love?
Yeah.
When you hear dance like nobody's watching, what do you think?
It does kind of make me internally cringe.
I mean, I don't think I'd use it per se, but I like the sentiment. It's like, don't give a shite.
Exactly. So that's it. Like, I wanted to talk about it for its literal meaning. How we feel. Do we dance like no one's watching, or are we mortified for ourselves? And then obviously Umbriella, and, you know, not caring what other people think. So let's cast our minds sheer or deuce though, and talk about Muidig Fos Nias. What was our relationship with dance like? Are there any Rincori Gaelach in the house?
Do you know, I have an extreme memory, like a core memory, actually. Hog Muyad May. Now, this is actually on a topical slaw thon you're in freshen. Sophie Ellis Bexter came out with Murder on the Dance Floor, and we were obsessed with Mitchell Scriffor. I guess we were Bader like Haindig, Doeyeg. So, Doger, Sophie Ellis Bexter, where she had talked a block, Cleagadi on Olympia. So, Dort Muyad, Doger, she Mitchell, because Mugriffor, right?
Stop.
So, we went to go see Sophie Ellis Bexter in the Olympia, August Mutainic, though. Like, do you know how embarrassing it is to go to a concert with your dad when you're 11 or 12 and everyone else is like cool and has been to a concert before?
Oh, no.
And I just remember like dying for the whole thing.
Oh,
Nira of Tahi going with like, just like a bop ball, like kill curb.
Yeah.
So, we made just like an Ishin coat. Omsky,
oh, no.
And like from a Yadagiri, like with a current thousand, but I was like, no, it's not cool. Like,
oh, no,
like
so cute.
That was McCade.
Sorry. So, and Rex, you just in the yes of like a fair and there and probably like, or did you do a little bit of a bop?
I think I was clapping.
Oh, no, sorry, how cute is your dad though? That's so oh my god,
that is very cute.
That's so cute, yeah.
But it's Bralim Shin, like, what, yeah, what about you, Darren?
Well, you see, I think it probably would have been obviously. My whole family's very involved in the traditional music, so I would have been reared in the pub with, you know, sessions going on and a couple of sets being danced. So that's probably my earliest memory. I remember being very young in the pub in O'Connell's in Ballyvourno, when that's since closed down, but like maybe being like 4 or 5, and my mother being dragged out to dance a set and me being very pissed off that she had left me. That's one of my earliest memories. So there you go. So very on brand.
Trey on those guys.
Yeah, not much has changed.
Just like sets, I guess, stuff. Was it ever like you were off to do the fish, you know, with your local like skull rinka.
No, near Yenmer Reeve, right next to like we wronged out going like rinka guy look air skull, but it was very much a shock though tree, a mock though tree, because she made better or a shock than that, like near Yenmer and rinka guy look in our dialogue.
Tá difríocht, I should say, tá difríocht that they're rinka seta and rinka guy.
She did and cash because I remember at Limnoch there was a real tradition of like there were some schools that were, you know, I can't even think of who, say the Mary Murphy School of Dance, like, and they would have taken like the Rinka Gaelic like code or ear, and they would have been dancing in Worlds and Europeans and all this crack. It was a really big deal, and I always have this memory in like, I'd say junior or senior infants, we've like a big living room at home, it's just a very long room, and
we have a very big living room
in our 70s L-shaped bungalow. It's about the only place in the house where there's space, because then there's just a long corridor with tiny bedrooms. But anyway, we used to move all of the like, you know, the little coffee table or whatever, move the couches out of the way, and we'd line up, right, me, Niamh, and I'd say Marion, and we'd start with our little, like, do you know, you'd have the right foot out, and it, like, I still remember the step, it was up, back, skip, 2, 3, up, back, skip, 2, 3, and it was like the little whatever jig it was, and like I just remember that being us, like, giving it socks around the living room, and it was co-jazz, like it's co-simply, but like we were definitely dancing like no one was watching. In fact, I was dancing like I was on the world stage anyway. Egam buin to shin o hail.
Ta se coke fiag fur on down shin o hail comor to shta. Nier of more on tahi agam le like rink a guy like nuenor ksula shin gidi like her husme occur in real deal a lot her the TG Carr.
Oh, sure, you've seen it all.
And I know, but oh my god, on mass, like the respect I have the rinkery guy like a rinkery in shanos and rinkery seta like near hig me like na differ asher who and like oh gravok me a Erin Glorish, and I'm like, I am 1000% sending my kids to do Rinka Gaelic or Rinka Erin Shanos.
Yeah,
one of them. Like, it's so, like, the dedication, but it's a skill. It's so good. I wish I had it.
Yeah, well, they're very athletic, aren't they?
An Ocleo.
Well, you also have to cart around that size of a wig. Do you remember, like, those big curly wigs that you wear, like, the Guna and the whole frock, and then the makeup? Like, we never went to that level now. I remember I did have a very cool skirt, though. No, it was, so cool. Jeez, I must ask mom about this. I think she made it, right? God, they're the poor man's version of Rish. Like, she was like, you're not getting one of those expensive frocks. It's only a hobby.
They're like a grand or something.
So I had this skirt that was black on the outside, right? But then say when you kicked up your leg, it was satin green underneath. And you could reverse it. So if you wanted the green out,
hello.
It could be black underneath.
Of course, should I'm shoe and rewear it.
Well, now I was six, like. But I'm kidding. I might get up.
Stranger things have happened to me.
Yeah.
Us in our Gaels, and there isn't an Irish dancer between us.
No, there actually isn't.
Well, Rinka Gaelic, sorry, I'm going to say something really controversial. We were talking about being cancelled last week. Rinka Gaelic or Irish dancing is a new phenomenon. It's not something that's Gaelic. It was like, it's a newly invented thing that's like came about in the 1920s. So it's not allowed. I'm not really into it now, to be honest. Not my vibe, but like, again, great skill and all the rest, but and great athleticism, and like there's so many very talented.
So talk to us about the baby Glackens and what kind of steps you were taking.
Oh, we did like the 1, 2, 3s, like, you know, and learned our basics kind of Rinka Gaelic, but I wouldn't be much of a, I don't know, like dancing is such a skill in itself. I can do my, you know, I'd be more now Trona Shape of the Shamnos dancing than I would Rinka Gaelic, or I can dance a set, obviously, but
we did obviously
we did
okay, your most complex set.
We were being Birch kind of Deus Aaron Shanos in 37 Dawson Street, weren't we?
Oh, we were the old shuffle
and the old stomp, like. That's, I love
it.
That
you can't beat that.
No,
I love the, you know, those videos Old Ireland in Colour put out,
reading the weird,
yeah, of the owl. Oh, that's Paddy Bon O'Brien, yeah, but he that's the owl fella who is leaping around the stage of,
did you have a poster of him on your wall
of
as a child?
The Late Late Show. No, I didn't, but actually that Late Late Show was recorded in memory of my grandfather, so it was a special tribute. But they the Rinkearn Shanos, you see them out in Inishman or Inishir, like there's all those videos that have been digitized from like the 1902, 1903 of lads out doing their little steps, shuffling around. It's great.
It's crawling, mate. Yeah.
Do you know, like, there was a time, Ní Féidir a Hille, like, because it's been so, I mean, you can make the argument about any indigenous art from Ireland, but like, there was a time when, like, you'd know straight away if a dancer was from Cork or Kerry or what, like, because they had the regional steps and how, like, it was so different.
Look what those were, Edwina Glacken.
Edwina Guckian.
Guckian, yeah.
Leitrim. Yeah, she's got, it's Carlomi.
Oh,
yeah,
really? But yeah, like, it's
I think she listens to the podcast, actually.
Edwina. But it's Queenum, like, the Hoganagar and Glorog, it's Rukna Moltrin, and are all like, you've obviously studied under Edwina, you know? Yeah. Like, not an Ian Sheed and a Caymana, you know?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, Caymana and Gael. And it's more untrue because, Tasha Shin kind of a mehe now, me and Cher really, like, you'd, because there's, in every area in Ireland, Choma, like, they have their own set. So you'd have, like, you know, the Drada set, the Balivorna set, the Shlivuachar set. So every place in Ireland had their own set. But now, sure, you could have a gang of dancers from Clare that are dancing the Balivorna set.
How and dare
you
they?
Wouldn't. Yeah. I know, like, fair play, but it's like accents. Yeah. They're like, Tán Rinke, Tasha Cho, Uhu,
and
Yeah.
Or in a counter egg.
Look at this, Nanny! Yeah, show me up.
We were recording Text Tashel and Cavan two years ago probably, I can point to show, and the whole premise of the show is that you don't know what's going on any given day. So I didn't know that I was going to be doing a bit of set dancing or a bit of like that was the gaelach and throwing on the shin. So it was the middle of the summer and I had a little guna on me, gals, without a bra. Merce flower anyway, like, if you know the kiocha, do we keep in better rhythm than your feet, like, when they're unsupported. So I was like, oh my god. And I remember the Moon Tour, there was a dinner, it was like Cavan Arts Festival or something was on, and there was some like Rinkor, I don't know who they were now, again I can't remember their name, but they were like, you really need to just loosen your body and let everything go. And I was like, it's like, you really, that is just my word of advice, if you're taking up the Eldaus Shanos,
it's all in the ghoulin, isn't it?
Yeah. You need to be supportive.
And also wear a bra. Okay.
Yeah, and you want to keep your feet close to the ground.
My god, like, it's more intense on the kiocha than running a 5k. You'd need the same level of support.
Oh, big time. There you go.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Teenage discos, right? I have gas memories of, like, my first kind of introduction into, like, you know, dancing at a disco with my pals. Are your memories?
Were you a dance at the disco kind of guy?
No, I just remember being, like, frozen with, like, terror and awkwardness and, like, awkwardness in my body and fear that anyone was looking at me. So I would try and copy absolutely everyone around me and end up just kind of doing, like, a side shuffle all night.
Yeah,
I think that's it. That was all I did as a teenager.
Yeah, I think I was pretty much the same, Shiva, to be honest. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But no one knew, like, what they were doing, I don't think. Like, I think back to it always being, like, for us anyway, I only went to maybe 3 or 4 or 5 discos when I was maybe 14 or 15. And it was always just people standing in big circles.
Yeah. Like, Sinead.
Was it just because you met Declan then? You were like, that's it. I need to bother anymore. I'm going to marry this man, so why bother?
He only went to 2 discos in his life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like, I just think it was always so hilarious, like, this double meaning of dance like nobody's watching. I think that we were all terrified to probably dance at that age because we were so terrified that everybody was watching. At least we thought they were.
Yeah, well, I was just so self-conscious, and all you're doing is scanning the floor seeing if anyone wants to kiss you.
That's all I was doing anyway. You're looking for an ass shift.
Yeah, yeah. And it didn't work.
Yeah.
My moves weren't of amazing dance back then.
Oh, God. Well, look, you might have saved yourself in the long run.
Sinead, absolutely.
I do remember, though, like, at those discos, we were all standing in a circle, and, like, and one of the girls, her boyfriend was, like, standing behind her. Do you know what I mean? She was backed into him.
Oh, yeah.
And he had her arms around her from
the
back. Classic, and I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, that's love.
Sorry, hilarious. That's such a classic teenage move, isn't it?
Isn't it?
The backwards hug. Yeah,
I know. But explain of Grouchy Shin Roman Sue, like, and the
you know, I guess Dyerberg Misha in the teenage discos, like, see, like, Heisker, I don't know, but Nora Frick me, like, Shade Egg Shock Day, if you remember, Quid, then Club For You Club.
And it's like Club Oiga Vion, the like beanie like Shadig, Shockdig, Uckdig. But they were also the ones that rang the local teenage disco. So we would then be the stewards of the teenage discos, and so we'd be the ones going around with the torches shining in the faces. Master of the Gravania, they'll like a little bit like Master of the Gravania, they'll har four. If it was going on too long, we'd go and break it up and be like, come on now, Rasha Thousa. Yeah.
No. Sorry, hello.
What are the Rilica? What are the swords Rilica?
I can't remember the Rilica now, but it was basically just like, obviously, Vikadaku Poga, but like, it was kind of like, break them up after like a minute or so, you know, and don't let them go off anywhere. And wild. Don't let the Poshti go like, a not, not Poshti, better like, either like Cahardegni or Dagant. Don't let them go anywhere you can't see. And yeah.
Oh, we should change the title to this, just shift like nobody's watching. There you go. Yeah. Get all the tips.
Well, here, shift like Sheba's watching. I'm going to be there, shining a torch in your little face.
I think when you're the Yegor, though, you don't give a shit who's watching. When you're getting the shift,
yeah.
Like,
God, no.
That was the aim of the night. It was like, yes, job done.
Yeah, how many shifts can could you get? You get? Yeah. Do you remember that Beat the Slapper?
Oh, yeah!
Do you remember that? Yeah, yes. Wild.
Oh my
that
God,
that was pre-COVID. Anyway, I'll tell you that.
And what was your top score? Record.
Oh God, oh jeez, I couldn't even tell you. Like it would have been hot. Like you know, it'd be
oh
in the
God,
teens.
I don't think
anyway.
I ever had a score ord.
What?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. Yeah. I remember some.
What were you double digits like?
God, I'm really outing myself, but yeah, it would have been yeah, disgusting. I know
it must have been the Shannos dancing. See, I wasn't doing it right.
Yeah, but also the bacteria that would breathe in your mouth after double
rotten,
digits
like, yeah.
of tongues yeah, in there. So no wonder your car looks like dust.
Yeah, I got a chemical imbalance from that.
Also, like the workout, Jesus, you'd be like flat. How would you have the stamina?
Lads, like I think like eating this would have been like yeah.
Especially the Lewis on Tonga.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. Sorry. We need to move on.
Yeah, we do need to fuck her right. Okay, but Shin the teenage discos, August, like I think Egg and Weedishin for most people in their lives, it's like a stage that you're so self-conscious
and
like being
crippled.
A teenager is
yeah.
Yes. But then you get the addition, I guess, as you get older, of having the old alcohol, if you decide to go that way, and that gives you the bit of liquid winning, and all of a shot, like you're on the dance floor and you're throwing shapes. Like, what was it like for you when you started drinking and going out and dancing? Like, was it no inhibitions?
It's actually actually if we were on and grab a crippling self consciousness like as my og, but like thought we learned if we like August went to the mock, there was a huge difference. I don't know, was it an alcohol or have my just niece winning? But I became like, you know, I'd be the first up to dance, I'd be the last really? Off the dancer. Oh God, yeah. Now two signature moves.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I have something called, just bottom of deep. The hip rotation, and that came about in every mayor lane to see her relation to colonies, first and girl. I don't even know if I can do it anymore.
Clean tuna thought.
No, knock her tuner shield. Just anyway. And then an ish during the Lundy,
no,
like,
we need to know 2010. What were you listening to? I'll see.
Oh God,
the biggest hits 2010 bangers
in Alba Fira, you know.
Oh yeah.
This is Aaron Strip.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'd say Rodigan Marisha.
Oh my God, this is really embarrassing. Okay.
Like, oh God.
Oh my God, yeah, well, probably could have been in each show, but like, okay, yeah. Okay.
Because she's at the club.
Oh,
it's like.
Oh, hello!
Honestly,
that's sexy. Yeah, that is
so
very
Shin
sexy.
On, now, he asked me a mock on camera.
Yeah,
the
oh my God, yeah.
But yeah, so I had my hip rotation. Knee really denim Shin Hilla.
Take her, she is her Shin now because she did walk straight out of the camera shots. Yeah,
I did. So you swing your hip to the side and then you're like, lock them, and then to the other side and lock them. Yeah,
like it's that's go on
kind of so, South American vibes.
Oh, cool! Yeah. Things are like samba-esque.
Yeah. Because all the like South Americans have
really
fluid hips.
Like, how fucking badly off were we in the hip department? Well, like from someone with a very flat arse and lack of hips, like I could make no bit of. I'm like a scarecrow trying to fucking.
Well, will you try it? Will you try that dance on the hole? Okay, Louise is attempting it. I heard something click. I heard her hip click.
Sorry, I am being stupid. Sorry, you did it like.
It's like out. Yeah. People. Bit
yeah.
of a thrust.
It's a bit of a, yeah, it's bit of a thrust.
It's
yeah.
a little bit sexy for the men you're trying to
seduce in Alba Fira.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's.
That's it for Hayne. Yeah, and then ever though is Darren the Nulum that I dance, like, do a chicken wing dance in length show. So, like, if you ever see me out dance, I'm like this.
Always like. Oh, I've seen you do that.
Is that because your friends are called the chickies?
Oh my God, no, but that's really cute. No, I don't know what it is. I don't even know I'm doing it. Then people are like, you're dancing like a chicken. It looks like. Yeah, so that's not as sexy.
I think August 2 are in Orlor Rinka because I have been out with you, and maybe it's because you're just a hottie anyway. I think you don't. You look good like when you're dancing.
Okay, Margot. I just lose all my inhibitions. It's the vodka.
So would you. Would you not bother hopping up and dancing somewhere without Cúpla Dubh?
Oh,
well, branch here and go hex. Like, oh, well, then you like those. Or is it just, is it just me?
I'm going to grace you with a little dance I prepared earlier.
Or is it, but like, I think sometimes I think I'm a good dancer. And then if I'm with Lakara, Ella Lum, and Chocolate Chicago, Josh, and he's an amazing dancer. And I was like, let's dance. And like, Husni Amir, Thousand and Kayla. And like, compared to him, I was just, I looked like I was shocking, yeah. You know? Oh, so really. It's all comparable, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Inish Dune, Darren, what about you? Like, when you were Igtosnu Igol and like Idolamach, like, give us a little. Oh, display of your little demo.
So I actually used to have a signature move, right? But like, this is not a sex move. This is a fucking ridiculous move. That, okay,
don't I'll do the
it.
Worm or something. Really.
No.
Sorry, anyone who can do the worm, I'm obsessed with. Yeah. I'm obsessed with.
She's going way out.
Oh, here she's going way out.
Don't fall.
Oh my god. She is to look back, now, Louise.
Okay, there was a stop of the foot first. The finger goes up. It's like
point.
Statue of Liberty.
And then,
she looks like a dog just got a nice sniff of some other dog.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And is like
your horse head into someone. Like
literally, she was
how
like,
"How long would that move last?"
Not long. Like, it's actually quite taxing. Like,
I can see that
physically. Yeah, that used to be just a bit of a joke that would be kind of my signature move. I was well known for it. And like, everybody would be doing it. Yeah.
Would be a bit. Everyone would be doing it.
No, they'd all be doing it, like being like, "Oh, this is gas." Like, yeah,
like it was the violence, the aggression.
Yeah,
which
it's
was
quite done. Aggressive.
It was impressive. Yeah. Impressive. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
And you know what I love is the fact how much you went for that. I think if you're good at dancing, you're going to go for a move, like, you commit to it.
You do, and it's also like the face is quite violent because it is such a rapid movement. So you can imagine doing that now in a pair of heels. You wouldn't be lying building up.
Sorry, I can't wait to try that out in the dance floor. Like,
there you go now.
I'm ready to wake my head, another hope.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of devastated now. Which I dance, I got Tana Fein. Why have we seen that? This?
See, now.
Reserved for special occasions.
Reserved for. That was the real dance move of my youth.
At all. In the hell, when and ish. For though.
No, but you know, like, when you'd be absolutely blackout drunk. Yeah. Like, you'd be. So, like, obviously, don't get into those states anymore. So, that was kind of more. Also, like.
She doesn't even remember going home with me last Tuesday.
I do.
But I was thinking move on to like, I think I was such a basic dancer. Like, I feel like, okay, I'm going to put the mic down. Do you know, like, this would be now what we'd be doing. Like, this.
No.
Just, no, I swear to God. Like, hands. Oh, yeah, please. I swear to God. No, please. Like, so shit.
Just imagine the stereotypical white girl move.
Basic bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, when we went on honeymoon, actually, we were in the Caribbean. One of the nights, there was this big, it was on the street, right? But it was obviously people who lived locally had organized like an open air salsa class, right? So obviously the people of the Caribbean are amazing. There's like music in them, their moves, they just flow to the rhythm. Like, so me and Declan were at HQ Pladioch, and we were like, Jesus, we could join in here. Like, this is great. Crack, you know. So there was, it was like a free salsa class, I think it was salsa, right? Like, to say I have never felt as fucking white and useless in my life. I couldn't, if I tried, I was just, there was nothing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the basic step was like, you know, you take a step, a trip, take a step, it was like, 1-2 cha 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 cha, like, dread. I would have been better off doing the up back skip to tree that I still had.
Does this mean that we won't be seeing you on Dance with Stars anytime, Louise?
Lads, I would be so shit. I actually would be absolutely diabolical. The only thing I'd be good at is the moves. Like, the fancy moves. I could do the splits. I can do like a flip still from my days of gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
But like, in terms of like, sure, you know me, even on Hjolatog, I'm like of the rhythm. I wouldn't have the rhythm in me.
What I'm actually, sorry to just quick dive, because you know the way when you go abroad, like, you're, I don't know what happens, but I just feel like I get really ugly the longer I'm abroad, because, you know, I get so pale. No, because you know the way, like, the tan strips off, you can't wash your hair properly. You know, I don't have all my bits, and then the heat, I just get really red.
Do you know what it is? You're comparing yourself to the locals, I think, because there's always ridey locals.
They're sexy when they're dancing. Yes,
they don't sweat because they're used to the weather.
Yeah,
but does the like exotic howling shin mark with the coke?
Yeah, pale and bloated from
all the local men. I've never seen someone as bloated as you.
No, lads, it was actually so bad. So, well, I was in Italy last summer, so not summer. Just gone somewhere before. I had like purposely check in a bag for underneath, like to put into the hold so that I can bring tan with me. And whatever happened, I forgot my tan, and as the holiday went on, I got paler and paler, and I was there for 2 weeks, right? Aww. But like, I got to the level of pale that I didn't even realize I could get to. Like, have you ever, when you that detox, and like we'd be walking around the streets of like Italy, which is a white country, and like the locals would be staring at me, being yeah. like, oh my god, the stage,
why did you have
one.
A tinge of blue
oh no, like really bad. I was mortified. And then like, you'd be at the beach, and like, whether you like it or not, everybody looks much better in their togs when you're tanned.
Now this brings us very nicely along to the second meaning of this, because you off record before we yeah. started recording, we were talking about how to dance like nobody's watching can also be like a metaphor for you not giving a shit what people think. And Dieran yeah. said, I actually don't give a shit what people think ever. I couldn't even find much to talk about there. And you've spent the last 5 minutes saying how much of a shit you give about what the people of Italy think.
No, I feel shit in myself when I'm abroad because I feel like I get uglier. I don't care about, like, you know, people being like, oh, that one is this or that one is that. It's all about like how I feel in myself. So like, if I'm going around in like wearing my tan and like feeling good abroad, you know, you feel way more confident. But like, I wasn't feeling crap in myself because the Italians were staring at me for being so pale. I was feeling so crap myself because I was looking at myself in the mirror being like, oh my god, I didn't realize that my legs were nearly see-through. And the, yeah. you know,
it's a funny one though, isn't it? Because like, I think I would care.
Yeah,
I care definitely what people think.
Mm.
Like I thought when you were explaining that, you were saying like that you felt conscious because you thought people thought you were bloated and pale.
Oh yeah.
Well, I would be thinking that people would be thinking that though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wouldn't care if other people thought that I was bloated. I just more about like, oh, I feel crap in myself now. But sorry, before we go into this, do you both not also feel really ugly the longer you're abroad?
No, well, no, we're tame shit on a Gurkha.
Oh, you're such a bitch. Yeah. I know, you're so sorry. Tanned.
So
oh.
like tame, like yeah. really Gurkha. So you're actually, like, I feel amazing coming back from holiday.
Oh,
I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry.
No, I'm too lats there.
And near yeah. core than few Liam Ockwing Green is probably Neil Shigamotham, but I just, it's on Tain or Sabine and anime. Sorry.
Oh, I love how you're like so apologetic. I'm sorry for being such a hot bitch.
Does Carl get a tan as well?
So dark. Yeah. He goes nearly dark than me. So like, we spend our days just lying in the sun.
Oh.
I know we shouldn't. Loads of SPF, don't worry. But yeah, we just leaf wing green.
Oh,
we
God.
Are absolute sun worshippers.
I
feel shocking and avoidantly.
Oh, I'm so jealous. And but like, do you not get like sweaty as the day goes on? Like, do you not
just
like, lame, multiple showers a day? It's so.
But lame to a Stroxalins novel out news in Aragon or Irene's through Rohe.
See, she has natural. She doesn't colour her hair either, so you don't even have to factor that. Like, I have to be factoring in now. I've the fucking head died off.
The bleach
off
goes
me,
to
so.
Shite.
Yeah,
your hair goes orange. Yeah,
just the curd all the Kagriga.
No.
Okay, well, mention though, never so to holiday long term like Shiva, because
just come with me and Declan. We have a joke that we're going to have baby avatars because that seems to be the color of our so like, there's no, he wears actually factor 70, lads, was a new high.
Didn't know that existed.
It does exist.
What?
Yeah, his skin, the greater burns so easy. So like, but he's like translucent. We're so pale.
Yeah.
There isn't a streak of any
melanin.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever it is,
we don't
I haven't
it
at all.
No.
Oh, that's so. Do you feel rotten when you're on holidays?
New insecurity.
Yes. New insecurity.
Refreshing. Like, I'm kind of coy with catch girl. Like, cane fog. Good capping with Gerbuddin. Like, or gracking a veg yal. I guess a veg grada.
Well, it's more so
obviously it's social conditioning. Obviously, yeah. Ovium or O, we've
and
been
also
bombarded.
You look skinnier when you have
yeah.
a tan. Like,
that's
what cane fog. A capping's wood shit.
Because you, it,
no,
it's
shadow,
color theory,
you
yeah,
can,
yeah, yeah. It's color. It's a scientific fact.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Cite
like,
it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Love to hear your references.
Oh,
yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Mark Twain said, no, "Always wear tan in your holidays."
I think it was William Shakespeare. Actually, remember?
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet.
He said, "Always contour fake abs on." I've never tried that though.
Yeah.
No, back to the drawing board though, and on this topic of not caring what people think, because I think what I thought of, like, play in the version, like,
yeah.
you know, we're all confident 30-year-old mana that are mwinina chagohin, and like, we generally live our lives and, you know, dance as nobody's watching, both meanings of the phrase. But are there certain things and times where you feel like you really do actually care a lot what people think?
I say I have a lot of insecurities, and I have I have crippling self-doubt at times, but like, not none of that is influenced by like, oh, I'm really worried that this person's going to think that, or this person's going to think that. I think like they're just like, it's just about different aspects of like how I feel about myself in different areas. Like, of course, by and large, it's dinim when enoch may, but like, it's not that I'm losing sleep over, like, I really don't really give that much of a fuck what other people think. It's more how I, like, an intuition keel, I think you can not give a fuck what other people think, but also still have your insecurities and, you know, have your crippling self-doubt at, you know, in various different aspects.
And I think though, like, you know, and Queenin Thomas Hbeg Laratana O August Mwid Og, you know, Doris was a grow to in the Foshton in the Yegor Egg Sula Queenie Ella Marietta and a Spation of the August, but you never assimilated just Margaret Spation of Egg Sula August. You always stuck to what was bigger diffrule O'Have mainstream to, but it's never the Spation of Town. And I think, like, why Shin, like, it's Queenum, so like, I don't know, Hyan Misha Violin or Nanskull, but like, ni vain Eglerit Fui. You know, because I would try so hard to assimilate. So, like, I think you're so like, oh, if Sprag she shin rodega new better is just on the bit of on it.
No, I absolutely attribute it to that. I absolutely attribute it to that because I'm like way happier when I pursue the really weird interests that I have myself, as opposed to going along with the. So no, 100%.
Yeah,
I definitely think.
Yeah,
yeah. Similar.
What about when you catch yourself in a moment realizing that you are invested in what someone else thinks? Obviously, professionally, like, there is a certain level of it. You have to care what people think because, you know, you want to do the job that's character, like a smogalore, and we all have high standards. But, like, it's something you and I, Darren, have spoken about in the past, like self-deprecation, you know, and I think we can all tend to do that where we can be so hard on ourselves because we feel like you could do better, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you, like, draw and lean a shin, I guess, either, like, on winning and the like also Kaidon Atatugira
Wintamach.
Yeah.
I don't know, like Arbalum Nur Atashishin, I'm Shugoyev, because I still find myself caring way too much what other people think. And especially as of late, because I've, I don't know, better become more like exposed Maria O'Leary in a job and a new I feel myself like any little bit of like criticism, like I really feel it because I feel like, oh, I don't know, it's something new that I'm doing, you know, the presenting Nismo in it, you know,
and in English and our version, you know, that's different.
And I suppose like you shouldn't connect your worth to your work, but it's very hard not to do that, isn't it?
I think when you're putting your personality though out there as your brand or as your like
job,
as your job, like I was saying this to Darren and Yovchuma, like August Mayor and Radio Nish, like Golehul August Bio, or if I go, or you get a lot of feedback in real time. So being Dini, obviously, either going to have a collection show, and I love when listeners get in touch, and it's also a great learning, like to know what they think and have their feedback in real time. But Shiroite, I got like it can be that one, you know, you can you find yourself, I guess, when it's your full career, hanging on the words of like. Dinna on or Lena, no bro, they can, you know, one negative comment can
absolutely set you off and be like, oh my god, do I have no personality? That's one comment I got recently.
Did you?
You know, we've often said it. You're just so bland. You know?
Oh my god,
don't like that new presenter. She has no personality. Oh, and I was like, oh my god, is that true? It's like one person online. Yeah. Like, why do I care? But
I think I've made this point before, but I think it's worth saying it again. My sister works in a deaf school in a really disadvantaged area of Dublin, and it's a Gael school as well, which is very unusual. But it's such a great school because they foster a really strong sense of identity in the kids. And it's a conscious thing that the principal cultivates in the school because he's like, these kids are coming from, you know, area that a lot of people are going to judge them about. And it's really important that they go out into the world with a really strong sense of self. And I think that it's just such an important thing to cultivate in all children from all different types of backgrounds. Doesn't matter like where you come from or whatever. If you're really, if you have that really strong foundation, then like, you know, obviously some comment that somebody makes that's really mean is going to, nobody is immune to that. Everybody feels shit about it. But like, it's the difference to being able to be like, okay, like this is some fucking lunatic who's probably put on the telly for 30 seconds and just wrote something or is nothing, you know, a lot of the time.
It's a projection of their insecurity.
Exactly. So being able to just flick, I don't think you ever get to a stage where you are genuinely like nothing ever bothers you, because of course it is, but it's just being able to be like, ah.
Because Darren is a bonrian for this. Can I just say I salute you, and I very much often think I need to be more like Darren with this. Sometimes you are so capable of just being like, I couldn't give a fuck. What's the secret?
Inspo.
Yeah, I'm actually delighted that you know, my mother doesn't give a fuck.
Really?
She doesn't care. She's great. She just doesn't, like, I'd often be asking my mom, like, because I do get worried about things and stuff. Like, I actually asked her yesterday. I was like, oh, me and Thuri have bore me out of stuff. And she like, yeah, but you know, so yeah, I don't know. She's very, yeah. But by the way, it's not like I, you know, of course, it's not like a constant thing all the time. Like, sometimes I do get more caught up in things than, you know.
Agus caught to obra chur stuff though, kind of mion chin of egot. You need to catch yourself. That's what I find.
Yeah. I'm guilty of dinner of, like,
Tom Shig Dane of Annabur, because, you know, like, I'm a terror at self deprecating, quite bad negative self talk. But it's something I've always done. And I think maybe my mother's always done it. Actually, it's funny. Maybe it is Rodig and August Mojic Foss in the is that you learn, like, certain amounts of it, you know? And I will find that I always want more. I rarely am happy. I could have done something amazing and I'll not stop and be like, Jesus Louise, fair play that. Like, that's great. Take it all in, soak it in. I'd be like, okay, what's the next thing? Do you know? And it's like on Tamar Fad. And I don't even know if that's so much caring what people think, but it's probably me over obsessing about what I think of myself. Do you know what I mean? It's our own.
Need drug relation. I think my thought to Kinaline Omiok Lathain Fodas Thoshe Slanty Logos Quilty now and the worthy Mahatain got ahint.
Well, I did make a pact with Darren that we were leaving self deprecation in our 20s. So I'm how many months? How many months into our 30s?
God, I'd say we're 6 months into 30s.
Oh, don't rub it in. I was just about to say, who needs self deprecation when we have us two around? Like, the rest of us around, like, there's no fucking need for self deprecation.
But Joe, my sister says that to me as well, because I can be a very close to the bone slagger. Like, I really will just go at, but we're really at home, like, we really rip it out of each other. And like, Shun often says to me, like, oh my god, someone could say something so mean to you, and like, I would have it just forgotten about in 30 seconds. Whereas then I have to be a bit conscious about that when I'm slagging other people, because I can be really mean without trying to be. And then I'd be like, sure, I wouldn't think anything at all, but I'd be like, gosh, this is a bit of crack. And then I could actually really upset someone. So,
but like, it's been a haraveg gulunuk me, like, so sensitive. And I've never been insulted by something you've said to
me. Okay, that's good.
Well,
there's time yet.
But I think it's not a challenge, by the way. It's absolutely not a challenge.
Okay, guys, can we recur to the episode Arnlush?
So, well, Dermish is so glushed, and you know what? I'm going to tell you how to Leachmore Igor Kiri Paddy Varhan, because he's an absolute legend, and he always says at the end of his Shango songs, and we always say it all the time now. We're out drinking, I guess, chudder goal, and after we went for a drink, and you know what? It kind of just embodies the
our ethos.
Exactly.
I think you should say that while doing your signature dance move.
We have to end the podcast with your signature dance because we haven't got it on camera yet.
Leverdol Chalini. We'll pretend nobody's watching and we'll all do our signature dance moves.
100%. Okay. 100%.
Ain rod the guts of their
glue. Tommy, Neil should really offer her, like, ni wouldn't she let Tamina Shockfina, but Doc Graina, which is suntan. August, a den of Bullock Legreen, which is.
So jealous.
Which is lying out in the sun. I did have Bullock Legreen.
Anias, rubbing it in her face. August Kurmud Dowser Rinkalesh. August Bay the Shannon could be a one. It doesn't really work in this context, but it's cute thinking about mouses dancing. You know? Nervian and Catham way.
Feeling lockerinka.
That's it. And whatever you want to do in your free time yourself. So, guys, are we ready for her?
Okay,
signature dancing.
Oh, God. Signature dancing is like a ceremony or a slan. Come on. Okay, right?
Okay.
Hain, do, tree.
Slan! Oh my god, it's really embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, a word tosser, Igiri Nismo, how to gail Ida Hale? Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Whit Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelge, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tor Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.